Welcome to Theodore Payne Foundation's 42nd year of the Wildflower Hotline. I'm Tom Henschel. The Hotline offers weekly updates on the best locations for viewing spring wildflowers in Southern and Central California. In Southern California, the valleys and foothills are fading, leaving behind fruit and seed for next year's germination. Above 4,000 feet in elevation, however, many spring wildflowers are just coming into gorgeous bloom. Manzanitas and Ceanothus species have faded from their bloom in most regions of Southern California below 3,500 feet. In San Diego County's Laguna Mountains, however, Manzanitas and Ceanothus are still putting on a spectacular show, especially along the Garnet Peak Loop Trail. I'll add a note that the Pacific Crest Trail connects here in the Laguna Mountains as well. One scenic route to the Garnet Peak Loop Trail is traveling along State Route 76 south from Palomar Mountain. Flowers along the south side of Palomar are mostly done. However, starting at Santa Isabel Valley to Julian, spring is still going full blast. Somehow the blue chaparral whitethorn is still blooming gangbusters there. Fields of cream cups and lupin are painting the landscape with pastel colors. The yellow lupin, or California golden banner, is in bloom in a field just before Julian, and just past Julian, the white palmer's ceanothus is in gorgeous full bloom. There are a few patches of gold fields just above Lake Cuyamaca, and some stunning areas of red buds along Sunrise Highway. Also spotted near the beginning of Garnet Peak Trail at Sunrise Highway is serviceberry in full bloom. 1 month ago, there were essentially no flowers in this area and very little annual germination. An amazing transformation occurred in the last month to have tons of flowers here. On the Garnet Peak Trail, the star bloomers are cup-leaf ceanothus and chaparral whitethorn, producing slopes of white from the cup-leaf ceanothus and rivers of blue from the chaparral whitethorn. Close to Garnet Peak, pink bracted manzanita with its deep pink flowers joined the show. There are also good patches of Eastwood manzanita in bloom in several places along this route. Garnet Peak is covered with rocky slopes of Laguna Mountain goldenbush, a species endemic to this area. There are abundant annuals and perennials in places. Close to the trailhead, there are baby blue eyes, Strigus lotus, coastal gelia, and Washoe phacelia, among others. Garnet Peak is beautiful now, so make the trip soon. With a massive bloom of speckled clarkia, spring is winding down in the foothill country of the Southern Sierra. Intermingling with the speckled clarkia, the spring madia are still in bloom. Also prominent along the highways and the trails are the fragrant California buckeye, an abundance of bright yellow rockbush monkeyflower, and creamy white blooms of blue elderberry. Along Oak Grove trails, you can still find colorful patches of Mustang clover and the elegant Ethereal's spear. While the speckled clarkia is the one most impressive, two other farewell-to-spring species are found here, announcing the long, hot, quiet summer season ahead, elegant clarkia and the lovely four-spot clarkia. I'm pleased to report that spring has finally sprung in the Oak Glen Preserve. The Southern California Montane Botanic Garden on the Oak Glen Preserve is situated at an elevation of 4,800 feet in the foothills of the San Bernardino Mountains, so spring arrives later there than in the SoCal valleys. The Botanic Garden features more than 150 native wildflowers of the Southern California Mountains, with several venues, such as Ruth's Butterfly Garden and Hummingbird Hill, with species selected for their attraction to butterflies and moths and hummingbirds, respectively. But the real attraction for wildflower enthusiasts is the Artist's Palette. A 6-acre hillside that used to be covered with weeds is now covered with native wildflowers. A prominent feature is Sendero del Sol, the Trail of the Sun, highlighting a sun with 100-foot-long white-yellow rays composed of fringed linanthus, fiddleneck, tidy tips, suncups, and popcorn flowers, surrounded by a sky of blue and purple flowers comprised of phacelias, baby blue eyes, and purple owl's clover. The Hummingbird Hill venue is also looking good in early bloom with Eaton's Firecracker Penstemon, Scarlet Bugler Penstemon, and fuchsia-flowered gooseberry in good show. That's it for this week. Visit the Wildflower Hotline website to see photos of these and more wildflower sites. The next report will be available Friday, May 23rd.